they're not allowing infrastructure for that.
No.
The infrastructure that they have is for what they're going to put in.
Right.
Not for future.
That's where we disagree.
Which is silly.
Which, yeah, which we totally disagree with, and they say, stay out of the borough business, so.
Like I said before, if it makes it through to DEP, I'll be very surprised.
I also noticed, you know, rentals and a possible influx during the summer. Is it, do you all, like, a significant draw? Like, your population doubles in the summer?
Not really us.
Okay.
That's more...
Dingman and Dover.
Yeah, Dingman's, Shahola. People who have, like, lakes and stuff, they really get the influx of people.
Yeah, we get visitors. I mean, like, restaurants and stuff like that.
Yeah.
We get traffic.
We got nothing. We got no attraction.
That's the traffic.
We got no...
Okay.
No attractions here unless we put Pat in a chicken suit and put him out front on the road.
Yeah.
Again?
It's beautiful here. I won't tell anyone. So you get some summer traffic.
But unfortunately, to get where they're going, they got to come through here, so.
Yeah. Summer traffic.
The restaurants, some of the, you know, like Bulges.
We do see summer traffic.
Yes, we do.
Traffic.
Yeah.
But, you know, vehicular.
Has there been any zoning issues or any considerations regarding, you know, short-term rentals or...
We're in the discussion of that right now.
Okay. When you say discussion, just considering an ordinance?
We're looking at ordinances.
Yeah, we actually have some verbiage in front of us that we're actually going through.
Right.
Okay.
That's one of, what, three?
Yeah, we have dispensaries in front of us.
An alternative energy.
An alternative energy and
short-term
rentals.
And still waiting in the wings is how to address mixed use.
Yeah.
I gave
that's probably the biggest controversy.
I got to look that one up again.
In our meetings, that was the biggest controversy. As far as somebody that was upset.
Sure, and it just how it fits into, you know, your development district or your limited growth district or all three.
But we have I think we had multi-use.
We have something that doesn't cover it, is what they determine.
And I couldn't understand why it didn't cover it, but there is a definition for mixed use. There's plenty of definition for mixed use.
Yeah, but I don't think we had it in our ordinance.
No, we didn't have it in our ordinance.
And then we had the developer assisting us and using it.
When they put me on, I brought that to the table and everybody agreed that that should be put in, but it never went anywhere.
So I wasn't there for that.
No, you weren't here for that.
I was there when the developer was assisting us on the ordinance.
So we're...
We're gonna come in with five changes and he wants to change the whole entire zoning ordinance.
What was that?
Legends.
Yeah. Well, he wanted to do an overlay.
No, he wanted to change the entire ordinance.
Well, he did.
Legends is back.
Huh?
Just FYI, Legends is back.
Oh.
Mr. DePetris will be visiting all of us.
I got no problem saying that.
That's fine.
You know, it wasn't what we agreed
on. We didn't expect him to go away.
Phase one commercial is what Mr. Chant told the supervisors last week.
That's permitted.
Yeah, I was just going
to
say, wanted
to talk about conditions. We haven't seen a sketch, haven't seen a sketch, so
okay.
We'll learn more soon.
Now, when they left, the last thing he said was they'd be back with commercial use and do away with the apartments. That was the last thing they said to us.
Okay.
So, you're all kind of in favor of defining mixed use a little better and adding it, or
absolutely,
yes,
okay. Absolutely, yeah, just to take the confusion out of it.
Yeah, and I noticed your zoning, at least these are always changing, so the zoning I was able to get offline, I think wind energy is handled but not solar,
right?
Yeah, the solar is part of that alternate energy
the going on right now. Energy. Okay. And so that is being handled.
Working on that one, yeah.
Okay, good. Yeah.
Well, of course we're going to want your input.
Well, no, but do you have people coming in trying to do solar farms yet?
Not yet.
That, short-term rentals, there's some things that they're already happening when we come in to do this, right? Yeah. So it's like...
Well, we'd prefer to get ahead of it.
Exactly.
Question for you, too, while we're talking about this. Are you just doing the comprehensive plan along with Tom, or are you also going to be doing, like, when we have zoning changes and stuff?
So I'm just doing the comprehensive plan, but I mean, it's fully, you know, we can't have them conflict that much. And when you have documents that are already started, I need to make sure that, you know, we reflect it and
respect it,
vice versa.
So. No, I was just saying, but like,
right now I'm not doing your zoning. I'll leave that up to Tom until he tells
me. Okay, that's
otherwise.
What I want to know.
Yeah. It depends on how tough you guys are on them. Then he might ask me to come down.
We try to avoid the wiggle room.
Yeah. When things get so overstated, we prefer to stay.
It shoots you in the foot.
Clear expectations. Yeah. That's what we prefer.
If you can take three pages, put it into a paragraph.
Right.
We always want whoever is going to do something to be able to look at it and have a good idea on what we're talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah. We don't want 499 pages of whereas.
I'm glad actually we're having this conversation because my preference and Tom's is to take that original comprehensive plan, pull you guys out of it, and make it very simple, concise, and clear, and reflective of just the township, which will be a lot easier than trying to cover all these bases, right?
Yeah, and we want it to be, you know, the boilerplate for expansion. In other words, it's going to tell you this is what we're looking at, but not how to get there.
Yep.
Because that's going to be covered in all the other ordinances.
That's right.
So it's...
And your demographics are, like, in my eyes, significantly different than the boroughs.
Oh.
I mean, we can look at other townships around, and there's some similarities, but... It's pretty glaring difference between, you know, not just population, but money, the way things are growing, and the way things are, developing too. So, all right, that's pretty much all I had. Seems like you guys got out everything you wanted to say, but happy to go around the room. Anybody have anything to add?
I think the.
I think
we all pretty much spoke up as we needed to.
What's
that?
That's kind of how we work.
Instead of individual, throw something out there and then he'll pile on.
Present.
Right.
We're all really aware.
Actually, that's going to be part of it.
Smart about it.
Like the warehouse, that type of growth.
Oh, warehouses. That's good. Yeah.
That's going to be part of the comprehensive plan, too. But
yeah, we didn't really cover that too much tonight.
I mean, we can't do anything about the one that's
here. Yeah, that's right. Where are you going with this?
We can change the ordinance. Even if they got in, we can still change the ordinance.
Then you can do it. I agree, but I don't want you to touch it until we get this resolved with them. I don't want that.
No, but we can put that in the new comprehensive plan as far as we're looking at forward.
Well, looking, I'll give you a look.
It's
got to be something, but it can't be on that parcel that he's trying to...
We're not putting anything specific. It's the comprehensive plan. We're going to say, in the comprehensive plan, we can see warehousing, but we would like to keep it to a minimum size with the availability of a larger size given circumstances.
The aquifer.
That's it.
Well, that's all. I mean,
okay. That's all I want. The comprehensive plan. I don't want comprehensive plans.
And this is a submittal.
Ordinance.
In front of them or in front of the
supervisors. Setbacks.
It's a conditional use.
That's something that's supposed to be in the comprehensive plan.
Yeah, that we're going to allow them.
Going to allow them.
Right. Within the standards of the ordinance.
Within the standards of the ordinance.
Yeah, which is, as far as lot coverage and stuff, that's what they applied for. It's just that it doesn't really work.
But we don't have all the paperwork.
We need that in the comprehensive plan, just to say what you're saying now, so we can create the ordinance. Otherwise, we're creating an ordinance that isn't...
But it's going to stay with you. There's nothing there.
That doesn't mesh with the comprehensive plan.
It will be a brand new conditional use application.
Tom's helping you with all these...
But it's a conditional use application.
All the zoning ordinances.
Yeah.
We will ask them to do that.
We've had draft after draft after draft.
to the planning commission.
So now it's going to be up to the supervisors to ask them to add that in about the verification.
But it's good that it's Tom, so that I can put my head together with him, and we can keep both balls moving properly. So I would just, you know, if it was someone else, I just need their information so I can, you know, not contribute.
You know, as far as the commercial growth, I mean, I think everybody was always in the same favor that we'd like to see commercial growth that would apply jobs to the area for the, you know.
Right, as long as we're not going to we're going to just destroy what this area is.
Right, and still maintain the
character.
I was going to say the country feel, but character is much better word.
But incorporating character into the ordinance is something that hasn't happened in clear definition. So that's something that should probably be discussed as part of this process.
Yeah, sure, yeah. So that'll be...
Just like for an example, Dollar General came in with their, you know, with their standard ugly looking building, and I'm just putting this out there blunt. And we said, we don't like that. We like the buildings that are across the street here that are, you know, have some type of architecture to them and stuff and things like that. And they came back with something that was acceptable, and they got their project done. So if we could, you know, I don't know if if that is something that needs to be in there, that you know, the structures that are we're looking to have built within the township maintain the character of, you know, what we have going on and in the future. You know, we don't want big ugly, you know.
Because then, you know, every time we do that, they'll create it back comes into play.
Yeah.
Because it's a big square block building.
Well, you know what?
but it's been here before zoning.
But whatever. That was here before Father Time. So, I mean,
the nicest part of it was the house out front. That was the pizza place they tore down.
Yeah. Right.
Forgot all about that thing.
Yeah, Milford Pizza.
Yeah.
She's here?
Yeah. In front of Crater Pack, there was a building, and it was a pizza place.
I never knew that.
Yeah, you had to drive between the two buildings.
They had a really good pizza, too. I didn't see anything else.
Yeah, that's the only other things I can think of.
Yeah, you know, just the basics, like no blight. We're trying to control blight. And
do you have any standing buildings that are burned out and just haven't been taken down?
Well, thankfully, they've been taken down as they deteriorate.
Okay. And most of the buildings that caught fire here burned to the ground.
Well, I mean, you got the barns across the street here, but I mean,
there's a couple of other little pieces like that, and we certainly have one that was in bad shape that's being rehabbed now. So,
and we had the one that the Madonna bought and remodeled. The six apartment house behind the Shell station.
Right. You called her remodel?
Yeah.
You're funny.
Wow.
That's aggressive.
You used the telephone pole out front.
Yeah.
That was the original.
Hey, it's in the same footprint.
Do you all feel that you have adequate, you know, ambulance and safety services?
Absolutely not.
We utilize the borough's volunteer.
Yeah, fire and ambulance.
Fire and ambulance.
But the whole county's working on ambulance, I think, now.
Right now, we are half-paid ambulance services, so we have a portion of the day covered with paid service. And then at night, whether mutual aid gets called in or not.
Okay.
We have instituted ambulance tax, which is how we got to the portion of paid service that we have now.
Okay. All right. I'll stop there. I don't want to get down into a slippery slope. We're going to take our time, and at the next meeting, go over probably a whole bunch of other things. I think we covered some ground. I really appreciate it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
We have to get this done, so if we don't voice out to it, then we're not going to get anywhere. So
yeah, I'll take it.
Here's that.
Can I that one?
Yeah.
Let me make a copy of it.
Like I said, we'll go with the thousands. I'll tell them tomorrow what the 1,000 square foot, foot diameter around them.
Yeah.
Jason, this is a proposed resolution Rachel just gave to me concerning the
sewage. It's not proposed, it's passed.
Oh, it's passed.
Yeah, that's so just the signed copy.
So you're probably going to want to copy that before you go. It may help you out. I think it gives you some information on what's going on.
That sounds great.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll make a quick copy of that.
Yeah. Cool. Okay. I didn't know it was passed.
Monday night.
Here's Grant.
That's why I just printed the signed final copy.
Okay. How'd that go over with your engineer?
Here it is.
Been a while.
Rachel,
since we've had any issues.
What's your email?
Yeah. There's a couple of other little outbuilding type of structures. As you get closer to the borough, that are up on the embankment side.
On Old Milford Road.
Yeah.
I thought I had a business card here.
Yeah. Probably having it on my truck.
Yeah, I was thinking the old building that was over here that Tri-State Roofing and Siding was in for a long time. That got taken down.
Oh, and the fireworks store.
Yeah, the fireworks store slash
yeah.
Tri-State Roofing and Siding.
They took it down without telling them.
Mm-hmm. It's so long.
Well, that building was shot. Mm.
Took Bud's bar.
Yeah, it was. 06. But they didn't tell them.
Yeah, but they're rebuilt. I'm going to say it's already almost rebuilt.
So did we advertise the site was amazing?
I know the dumpsters weren't gone, and they were putting new building.
This
up,
is
new
the building. Same.
Well, doesn't surprise me.
They drove by one day it was there, the next day it was gone.
Where's this? Another building. Bud's Pub and Grub on 206.
Oh, only gotcha. The.
Yeah, that's when I was taking my mom back and forth to the hospital and fall off.
We had a full house on Monday.
That's a good thing.
Did you? Okay.
We did.
Jason at woodlanddesign.com.
What did you have going on?
Jason Wood.
Jason.
Mr. Champ was here for the workshop.
It's a long
I'm assuming that's probably what brought the most attention.
The warehouse.
No, Santos. Mr. Chant came to talk to us about Santos to tell us that DEP was coming back.
Big fingers, stupid little letters.
But most of the people who were here didn't say anything.
I was going to say, how were they made aware of it? Was it, he was on the agenda?
Yes.
Oh, okay. I don't know if he did it through public participation or if he did it through agenda.
No, he was on the agenda. Now that the agenda rules say that you really have to have it on the agenda to be discussing it,
yep.
It's a great way to get people to let us know ahead of time that they're
Oh, you don't do new business anymore?
24
well,
hours.
Public participation is public participation, yeah, but for our ability to do anything, we really need to have it on the agenda.
Yeah, it used to be people would come in with like 20 pages of plans and throw them on the table and say, hey, what do you think?
Yeah.
Well, that's a zoning amendment.
We're not
amendment.
Ready for you.
That's a zoning
that's
amendment
think.
That
I
needs
I'm not,
to happen.
I think I'm not ready. I think I needed these things 2 weeks ago.
The zoning ordinance doesn't prevent that. People walking
your phone
in
tell you if you got
to
it?
Planning commission yeah, and plopping down a plan.
No, 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 but they have to. It has to be accepted. It doesn't mean that it's going to be accepted that night.
Yes.
We can say no and it's not complete
that's
and we have issues
one.
And reschedule.
Yeah, that's,
here,
that's the 91.
And now we
which
can,
usually ends up frustrating everybody.
Yeah, that should be placed, like you said, 24 hours and send it ahead of time and lay it out and do it.
Does your saldo say, for land development, right? Our saldo is
yeah, it has.
So that's it.
In fact, we're waiting for the amended
yeah.
one. That's going up to you, too, I think we just
yeah, that's the copy
yes,
of the 21
I heard that.
So basically, they're going to approve that as, they're going to stamp that on the official map.
Okay.
And put the grid on it.
Yeah, driving, I think.
The way it is today. And then we're going to go back and change, I think, like I said, I think I figured out 12 of the properties need to be changed.
Yeah. How'd you arrive at the 1,000-foot buffer?
Probably.
You could ask Mr. Shepstone.
Yeah, I was going to say Tom.
Yeah, okay, I think Tom came up with
Tom
that
came
one.
Up with it.
Yeah.
I mean, it seems like a reasonable number.
And it's not that it's unbuildable within that 1,000, it's just that within that 1,000 it has to be
run through,
right?
It's got to show that it's not going to affect the well.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly.
And the
whether yeah, well, whether yeah, whether they have to, you know, drill holes or whatever.
Maybe that's something for the comprehensive plan too, because yeah. of the water quality around here.
Yeah, everything around here is easy.
Have it make sure, we want to make sure everything is tested and designed to the best of its ability.
Yeah.
because we have the best water in the whole state of Pennsylvania here. And when, as a matter of fact, I went to Harrisburg and fought with the Secretary of Environment because they wanted to do that Act 167 plan up here. And I thought, well, this is not the area for that because make the people who have the bad water do it. We are already doing something right. That's why we have good water.
We have 100% HQ and EV streams and water around.
Yep.
Fantastic.
Yeah, you don't get that often.
Yeah, you don't get that by not being diligent.
Yeah.
So why penalize us for our...
Yeah, because that plan would have made the setbacks so far that anybody at home property along the stream, their property would have been useless.
Yeah.
And that's an investment.
You're already behaving.
Yeah, the riparian buffer was like
150 feet of riparian buffer.
Which was just mind-boggling. Because some of these properties are, you know, only 180, 190 feet wide. By the time you put a front setback in...
They wind up in court because that's a taking. You know, if you own a property that's 200 feet deep right along the stream, all of a sudden it's worthless now. You made an investment in that property.
Right. Exactly.
So that never hit.
That's good. Thanks.
Jason, are you ready to head out?
I think he was getting more than he expected.
Hold and point in that direction.
I didn't know we were going to be filmed. So.
Okay.
You didn't wear your best. You're best dressed.
No? Well, are you doing anything more tonight, or is that it?
Nah, we covered everything that I was going to want to cover tonight. Yeah. Because the next thing on there would have been the map, but we went through that, and that's the questions I had.
Do a motion to adjourn. Or am I going to keep holding?
And I don't know. Let's not do anything with the proposed amendment. But
nobody's here. Do we need time for that?
Okay, so we're good.
Yeah. So we'll table that to our regular meeting.
Yeah. Yeah. We got to make a motion.
We can't.
That's right. There's no motions. That's right. Yeah,
well, you can adjourn though.
Yeah. No. No. I meant tabling the.
No motion here. This is just workshop.
Yeah. We don't
just adjourn the workshop.
Just need a motion to adjourn. Should we wait for Rachel to get back?
No, she's just making
She handed it over.
She handed it to me. Okay. That's
He's
why I'm punting.
Pictures of the ceiling and the wall.
Yeah, you notice? Yeah. Depending on the mood.
No wedding photos. Eh?
That's my wife's apartment, guy. Okay.
Streaming.
Rachel, they're yelling at me. I'm not doing too good on the cameras. I did a motion to adjourn.
No steady hand.
I have a motion to adjourn.
My wife for that.
All those in favor?
Aye.
So moved.
Now that the three viewers are motion sick at home.
And that literally was what we had, basically, like three viewers.
Everybody's going, what kind of standing got that on? It's a lousy stand or the floor is rolling.
Yeah. Right.
If anybody thinks anything, you can email Tom or myself and it'll get to me.
I was going to say, you could make us email Tom,
it's a blessing and a curse, right? Because you're good enough to